Set 1.1. Part A. Group Interaction. Sample Group Discussion. Candidates, you have 8 minutes for your discussion. You can look at the question paper and your note card, but please do not make notes during the discussion. Turn over the question paper. You may start now.
Our presentation is on gap years. Are any of us planning on taking one before university?
There is no way my parents would approve.
This is why a presentation is a good idea. We need to explore the reasons why we'd take a gap year. There are so many benefits to it.
Such as what? Hong Kong is a very competitive place and the job market is aggressive. I don't plan on lessening my chances by having such a large blank space on my resume.
Well, I think we can gain a clearer direction by taking the time to experience other parts of the world. Say you spend time volunteering in a non-profit organisation that has a huge portfolio, like Oxfam. You may come out of it knowing that you enjoy the endless possibilities or hating the bureaucracy of such large organisations. There, you've learned something that will help your decision-making in the future.
That doesn't fix the blank space issue.
Doesn't it? An employer wouldn't see a blank space. They would see a year spent challenging yourself in a productive way.
What if you just want to travel?
I think the benefits of this are endless. To develop a sense of the world, get to know others who are completely different from you, and look at things from a completely different point of view. This is called personal development. Any reasonable person would see this as a positive.
True. We aren't talking about partying off the Spanish coast for 6 months. A gap year is a year to try new things. Volunteer and humble yourself. Experience new cultures and be ready for your next step.
Too many youngsters go off to university straight from secondary school with a vague idea about what they want to study. Some decided what they wanted to study at such a young age. You don't want to get halfway through your degree to realise that your interests lie elsewhere.
Exactly. You can always change career paths, but it's much more efficient to take a breath before making the decision of what to study. Just make sure you're following the path you want to take.
I think one of the biggest benefits to a gap year is the break. I mean, you don't need to sell it later as a break, but it certainly is.
A break? You mean from study?
From stress. The amount of pressure there is towards the end of secondary school. Study harder, work harder. Do you know how many students you're competing with? Get better grades. This will determine your whole future. It's all enough to give people a heart attack. If they weren't 17, and at a reasonably low risk of one, of course.
Ha! Yeah, it's true. Finishing secondary school is full on. That pressure can come from home, the school, your friends, and many students put it on themselves as well. I wonder if there are many youngsters who burn out by going straight to university.
Surely there are, but they would also cover that up. A gap year allows not only valuable experiences, but also a time out. A period of time you can escape the 5-year or 10-year plan laid out for your career goals.
So, how many ways can one spend this lovely hiatus from study?
The options are endless. You could just explore. Choose a region and experience what it has to offer. Although, this might be a harder sell to your parents if you want their approval.
There are many companies offering organised gap years.
Organised? You mean they find you something to do?
Yes. They offer their services in finding overseas internships, volunteer placements, accommodation and more.
They have quite a large fee, don't they?
Yes, but you are paying for their contacts. Otherwise, you would have to cold call companies for an internship. Straight out of school and from another country, it would be difficult to secure the placement that you want. It can be worth paying the extra amount to have the experience you're looking for.
I imagine that the overseas support these programs offer would also ease any concern your parents have.
Great point.
Would you advise people to go through these companies that organise gap year placements?
Depends on the teenager and what he or she is looking for. These programmes can guarantee documentation, such as references, to show employers later on. But they can also limit you in the way that you've committed to a particular programme and spent quite a bit of money on it. Your year is then much less flexible.
So, what do you think students should consider before taking a gap year?
Firstly, why do they want to take one? Is it to travel flexibly, experiencing new cultures and simply seeing where their travels take them? Is it to gain work experience in a field they think they are interested in pursuing a career in? Or is it to volunteer in a Good Samaritan type way before they embark on their own busy lives?
I see. Once they have answered that question, the options open to them are at least narrowed slightly.
I would recommend they think about what their own limitations are and if they want an experience that will fit within their comfort zone or one that will force them to push their boundaries. For example, some may love the idea of volunteering at a disabled orphanage in India. Others may know quite surely that this wouldn't be for them. Some students may want an internship with a marketing firm in Western Europe, and so a flexible year of travelling is not for them.
Either way, a gap year is an opportunity to learn more about yourself, to grow and have a better understanding of where you'd like to direct your own life.
Being able to reflect and realise what you gained from the time away is crucial, not only to be able to explain to future employers, but to remember for yourself.
I'd say we are shaping up a pretty persuasive presentation. Candidates, time is up. Stop your discussion now.